I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1092, Citizens of Heaven. Man, doesn't that sound great? I mean, who wouldn't want to be a citizen of heaven? But what does it mean? Well, usually we take it to mean that we belong to a far-off land, way off in the by-and-by, and one day we're going to get to go back there when we die. The problem with that understanding is that's not what Paul's understanding was. I say it all the time, quoting Tim Keller, we have to keep the text in context, or we have a pretext for a proof text. So this language about being a citizen of heaven is found in Philippians 3:20, where Paul writes, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." You know, your citizenship plays a major role in forming your identity. Everything from your culture to your worldview, your value system, all those things are shaped by your citizenship, the country from which you are from. So what does it mean to be a citizen of heaven? This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest. Jesus said the two greatest commandments in all the world for all time are to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as we've been loved. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus himself to live his life of love through our lives as we love? What I'm going to share today is a summary of an N.T. Wright video. These are his ideas, but I think more importantly, they're really Paul's ideas. You know, if you look at the context, Paul was writing to Philippi, the church in Philippi, and Philippi was a Roman colony. And the reason why there were Roman colonies was because Rome had these wars, these civil wars that kind of happened here and there throughout the empire, and they spilled over into parts of Greece and what we call Turkey. But when the wars were over, what did the soldiers do, the soldiers who fought in those wars? Well, they didn't go back to Rome. Many of them settled right there in the land that they had caused to have peace. And they were given land grants, and they became Roman colonies. Because the last thing Rome wanted was for a bunch of military men coming back to Rome with their violent ways, eager to grab some land or maybe even some power back home. So they settled right there. And they were citizens of Rome. And their task, as best they could, was to be an agent for Roman civilization where they lived, in northern Greece and Turkey in this case. So the idea is that we are citizens of heaven. It doesn't mean for Paul that we're waiting to go back to heaven. God's promise was that the new heaven and new earth would come here in a grand act of renewal once and for all. The point is to live here as agents of and citizens of heaven on earth. When Jesus returns, the idea is not simply to scoop us up and take us away, but Jesus is returning to bring together heaven and earth under his lordship once and for all, finishing the job of Easter and the new world. We await a Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, Paul said. The word Lord is Kurios. He's our King. That was language of Caesar, of the empire. And Paul is saying, our Lord is not Caesar. Our King, our Lord is Jesus. And he will come from heaven and save us. This is echoing the Messianic Psalms of Psalm 1:8 and 110 and so forth. Mark Roberts wrote, I heard it said that our heavenly citizenship is mainly a matter of what we experience after death. I have no doubt that that's part of what it means to be a citizen of heaven. But from a biblical perspective, heavenly citizenship is not just about the afterlife. It's also about how we live on this earth in our cities and countries and companies and churches. I think he's right. Here's the great question. What does it mean to you to say you're a citizen of heaven? And how does that truth change how you now live? Let's pray this prayer from Scott Hosey. Lord, may the contours of your kingdom and the truth of your heavenly citizenship in us be revealed in our lives, transforming us now on this earth into a distinct people. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1093. And in the meantime, We all belong to a kingdom. Life, true life, abundant life, is belonging to, living in, and representing well the kingdom of God. We are citizens of heaven. Woohoo!